Abbot Glisson was only too glad to be of service. He put forth on the subject.
It's odd you should ask me about Friar's Grace. We abbots are constantly composing different graces for meals throughout the seasons. But Friar's Graces are pretty few and far between. However, last night I was looking through the abbey records to see if I could gather more information on Gonf. I did notice something which stuck in my mind. At some point during Gonf's lifetime, there was a hogwife who acted as friar. Very good she was, too. Her name was Goody Stickle. Not only was she an excellent cook, but Goody was also an expert at crafting earthenware. It was noted in the records that she would make bowls, flagons, dishes, and beakers from clay. Goody would bake them in the ovens until they came out as fashionable and useful earthenware.
Glisson turned to Skirpal, who had just finished putting the final touches to a batch of latticed apple pies.
Friar, have you ever heard of a creature named Goody Stickle? A long time ago she was cook here. She also made earthenware things.
Placing his pies on beechwood oven paddles, the old mole began sliding them into the ovens. He paused a moment.
Goody Stickle, he says, you must cast in your eye over this.
Skirpal reached down a honey pot from the shelf. It was a fine piece of ware, elegantly shaped, to look like a small round beehive, decorated all round with bees and cornflowers. He passed it carefully to Glisson.
That and bees made by Goody Stickle, sir, seem were a curtly clever poor hedgehog. See you. This be your mark.
It was a tiny and beautiful picture of a hedgehog, probably sculpted on the wet clay with a knife tip, and baked hard as a permanent signature. The friends admired it, and Perris inquired further.
It really is splendid, Friar. Do you have any more of Goody Stickle's work to show us?
Skirpal placed the honey pot carefully back up on its shelf.
I expect there's a few bits, little missy. May yet many got broken o'er long seasons. But you'm look for dishes and such bearing yon mark. Them will be goodies. Maybe still a few about.
The search began in earnest then. Abbot Glisson joined in enthusiastically. Piece by piece, more of Goody Stickle's work was discovered. Sister Violet turned up a little beaker, half full of dried sage herbs.
This one's got a little og mark on its base. My, ain't it a pretty thing?
Twink rolled his wheelchair across to inspectors.
Pretty, I grant you, sister, but it doesn't look like any Friar's Grace. What's that you've got, Humphrey?
Dunno, really. It's a sort of pudding basin, I think.
The friends rooted and rummaged through cupboards and drawers, shelves and crannies, to little avail. They found many examples of the long-ago cook's ware, but not what they were seeking. Outside, daylight was fading to purple evening haze, as the abbey bells tolled for the day's final meal. Friar Skirpal finished supervising kitchen helpers, who had loaded up their trolleys. Removing his cap and apron, the jovial mole inquired,
"You wouldn't be a-going in for a supper?"
Pushing his tiny crystal glasses up onto his brow, Abbot Glisson massaged his eyelids gently.
"You go on, Friar. We'll join you presently."